Shalom, this is Billy Brim and
Shelley Brim Baggett, your firstborn.
Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. We've been talking about a man, a real prophet of God, Brother Gene Wiseman, who last year gave us, I was telephoned by Zona Hayes, Brother Norval Hayes' daughter. And she said, Billy, there's a man that Daddy and I have a lot of confidence in. He's not one that's ever called me through the years. And she said, we leave our church with him when we can't be there. He's never called me and said he had a word for someone, but he called and said, I don't know Billy Brim, but God gave me a dream about her and her ministry. And so she said, Billy, I think it'd be a blessing to you. So I called Brother Wiseman, and he said that he had been in the Appalachians, where he has a lot of ministry, in a very quiet, secluded place, praying. And he had a dream at 3:30 one morning, a night vision. And he heard an audible voice that said, there are ambers lying all over the ground on Prayer Mountain. Then he saw a vision with three scenes. The first scene was a gathering, a Pentecostal type, full gospel gathering. The second scene, he turned and he looked. He thought he was going to see people surrounding a bonfire. But instead of that, he saw a great wall, tall and broad and wide, thick. And as he looked closer, it was made up of people. And they looked like burning embers, shining embers, and the color of fire. And then the scene changed, third scene. I'm reading it to you like it was. He gave it to me. It was as if I stood on a high mountain and looked down upon the earth. It was dark as the night sky. But as in a night sky, stars shine brightly. In this darkness, there were lights much brighter than the darkness. And I had the sense that these were people. Well, then he heard the voice again. There are ambers lying all over the ground at Prayer Mountain. And he heard my name, Billy Brim. His daughter, he contacted his daughters, and they said, Dad, I went to a meeting there. It was a wonderful meeting. She has a meeting in the fall. Well, the Lord told him that's what the bonfire was. It was to show you the timing. It's in the fall when people gather around bonfires. And so he called me, or I had called Zona, and I called him. He told me the vision in the three parts of it, and how that God showed him that these ambers were like natural ambers. They're fossilized tree resin. They're gems, but they're not minerals. There are two gems that are organic. One's pearls and one's ambers. And that these ambers are almost perfect protectors. And so whatever's in them, they protect it. And the Lord spoke to him about gifts that are in people, Holy Ghost that's in people, things that God's going to draw out here at the last. And even embers, he heard the word embers as well when he was studying about it later, that we are like embers and we've been in fires, Holy Ghost fire meetings before, and the ember kind of died down, but all it takes is the breath of the Spirit upon it. Now I'm telling this really, really fast. When last year we went into detail about it and went into depth. But the reason why I'm telling it again is Brother Wiseman called me again at Mac and Lynn's just last Saturday. And he said, what is the Lord speaking to you? And I said, Brother, he's talking to me about the power in united prayer. He said, I'm so glad you said that. Because he said, the Lord has shown me about that third part of that vision, where the earth was darkened. And he said, these lights came on. It was like someone to be flicking on a light in a room. And he said, the Lord showed me that those are united prayer meetings. And that from Prayer Mountain, from where you are, you know, every Wednesday we have United Prayer.
Right.
And those are connected with Prayer Mountain. And they're flicking on all over the world.
Glory.
And then, of course, there are others, far vast numbers praying besides us. But his vision was about us and about that. And he said, now, those are Holy Ghost-led prayer meetings. And they're going to be Holy Ghost led for God's purpose. And then he started talking to me about Jesus. And he said, the Lord had talked to him about this, that Jesus, John the Baptist said of Jesus, behold the Lamb. And he said, a lamb is an earthbound creature. It's defenseless and a subject of prey. But That's how he was identified, and he had laid aside his glory, entered the body of a man, and became earthbound. Mm-hmm. But on his baptism day, in the Holy Ghost, when he's to start moving out in the plan of redemption, a dove comes and lights upon him from heaven. Heaven's open, the Bible says, and the dove came forth, mm-hmm. and lighted on him and rested on him and stayed on him.
Yes.
And the dove, then it says, the first thing it did was, it's a heavenly creature. Mm-hmm. Its symbolism is, it's not bound by earth. Mm-hmm. It can fly,
right.
you know.
Right.
And so it came in and lighted and actually went into the man, uh-huh. Jesus. Uh-huh. And then from there on led him. And led him first of all to the wilderness. And led him on to Calvary. Uh-huh. And led him on, quickened him in the grave.
Oh, yeah.
And led him right on up to the right hand of the Father.
Right. Resurrection.
And then the next place we see the dove uh-huh. is in the upper room.
Uh-huh.
When these earthbound creatures who had were sitting there waiting, they had been cleansed. Mm-hmm. Then the heavenly dove comes and lights upon each of them. And then the wonders, the miracles, the mighty things that happened through
right.
them, all through the book of Acts,
right.
was because the heavenly creature came in them
right.
and lifted them up
yes.
and started bearing them heavenward. He's the one that's changing us from glory to glory
right.
until we are the image of the Father.
That's right.
And so everything now must be orchestrated and led by this heavenly dove.
Right.
Now, did you have a comment on that?
Well, I'm sitting here at a table here at Prayer Mountain, and I happen to have brought my book that's from, in fact, you could see her little handwriting in the front of it, Mrs. Jeannie Wilkerson, and it's from the Weiss translation, the Greek translation of the New Testament. And I was reading where it even said that Jesus, when he was baptized in the River Jordan, and the Holy Ghost came upon him, the Spirit, the dove. And then the next verse says, and he was led up. So again, that gives emphasis, even in the Greek, where by the Spirit he was led up to be tested of the devil.
You would think that would be a downward leading, but
right.
it wasn't.
Exactly. And so I was telling Mom during a break, I can just almost hear the voice of Jeannie Wilkerson, a great prophetess and teacher, and she said, of course, now she's with the Lord, but while on earth, she said, when you are in the body of Christ, as a member of the body of Christ, the Lord's not just going to fling you out in public ministry or fling you out without first testing the product, but this is of the Holy Ghost. And talked about the, and then even with Peter, he says, don't think it strange, the fiery trial that you're going through, but your faith being tested is more precious than gold. But we've got the Holy Ghost. We've got the greater one in us. We have the opportunity to know that through him we overcome, through the word, the Spirit, the word agree, and he brings words to us and draws things by remembrance so that as we're going through a test.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit will guide us.
Will guide us.
But it says too then of Jesus, you were telling me what she said about how God anointed Jesus
yes.
of Nazareth, what?
With the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
So the anointing is no one less than the third person of the Godhead. The anointing is the Holy Ghost.
The anointing is the Holy Ghost.
And so a divine personality from
heaven.
He
anointed Jesus.
And
he anoints us.
Right.
And I want to talk here a little bit about W.I. Evans. I think I'll tell you what happened down at Eagle Mountain International Church.
Recently.
EMIC, just very recently. Actually, the week of September 18, ending on Friday, September 18. That week, every year, Terry and George Pearsons are the pastors. And every year they have a meeting called Week of Refreshing. And they always get Brother Keith Moore from here in Branson. He's our pastor. And he preaches the first half of the week, and then I preach the second. Well, I'd been to New York City. I'd been up for the praying, you know, at Ground Zero on September 11. So I came into the meeting, and I heard him on Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. And I understand that he had been awakened at 3 o'clock on Monday morning, and the Lord changed his message. And he used for his message theme all the week, Hebrews chapter 3, and these verses, verse 7. Today, as the Holy Ghost says, mm-hmm. See, the Holy Ghost speaks.
Right.
As the Holy Ghost says, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. I was grieved with that generation. Mm. And then verse 15, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Chapter 4, today, verse 7, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. And so Keith, Brother Keith preached all the week, taught in how he can do it. He can just go into such depth and detail and cause you to see it, that even born-again believers, mm-hmm. New Testament, new creatures, mm-hmm. are admonished by the Lord not to harden their hearts.
Amazing.
And not to, and they are admonished to be tenderhearted, mm-hmm. Forgiving one another. Mm-hmm. And he preached all the week on humbling yourself before the Lord, not being lifted up in pride, mm-hmm. because God resists the proud and he gives more grace to the humble. So all the week long, for those 3.5 days he taught, or 2.5 days he taught on the last half of that verse, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. And I came in there and the Lord had told me to preach on hearing God. And it was so amazing.
Wonderful.
It was as if during the time that Keith preached, there was great introspection. Mm. And the whole crowd accepted it. Mm-hmm. And judged themselves, if you will. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to be...
Did this fall in line with the God's calendar, too?
Yeah, we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Good.
We're going to invite you now to come and be a part of our meeting in Branson. We're going to have a fall meeting, and it is the Autumn Assembly of Prayer. To find out about it, we want you to come. Just go on billybrim.org or phone us at 1-800-972-3447 or write us, Prayer Mountain, Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. We invite you to come and pray with us on Wednesday evening, the 28th. Be with us the 29th, the 30th, and on up to the, if you can, on Monday, the great tent meeting that we always had. But we're calling this Autumn Assembly of Prayer for an Awakening, because God said to us, one thing will save America, an awakening to God. And so we invite you to come and be with us and help us believe God for an awakening. And this is Billy Brim and Shelley
Brim
Baggett saying
shalom,
shalom, shalom, until tomorrow.
Yes, exciting.